Get in the know. Non-stop Vikings talk. It's Purple Daily on Score North and ScoreNorth.com.
Brian Baldinger doesn't just like football. He loves football.
You know, centers are a hell of a lot of fun. They know how to party. Like, this is a party. Taking a Pro Bowl nose tackle and drilling him into the ground so that he can taste the grass seed at Lambeau Field. Sometimes you just got to try the quick jam. The quick jam, bam, just get on. Get on him as quick as you can, boom, then get off him. And then get ready to dance. Shuffle, slide, shuffle, slide.
Football!
Football, yeah!
Football!
Football!
Yeah! Get some!
Shuffle, slide, shuffle, slide. That's the new tagline of this show. We shuffle and slide. Vikings discussions every day on Purple Daily, presented by TCL. Enjoy more of what you love with TCL. And every single week, we like to go into the YouTube comment section for good or bad, and we answer questions, we take your comments, we take your critiques, your criticisms, your praise, whatever it may be. Boys, a lot of Kirk Cousins stuff in our YouTube comments this week. Now, part of it was we posted a State of Kirk Cousins episode early in the week, so
yes,
we were driving that part of the discussion, but a lot of Kirk Cousins stuff in here, presented by PXG Minneapolis. So PXG is here if you're not only a football fanatic, but if you are attempting to be better at golf like myself. It's a golfer's paradise. PXG Minneapolis has new Gen 4 golf clubs, the drivers, fairways, hybrids, irons that are PXG's flagship clubs. You can check those out. New spring and summer apparel. So if you just want to look sharp even, maybe you're just not good at golf and you just want to look sharp in some PXG swag.
Thank you.
Maybe that's my path. The spring and summer apparel is here at PXG Minneapolis Southdale Center. Find out more at pxg.com/Minneapolis.
Come on! Football!
All right, you guys ready for some comments from YouTube here? Are you emotionally ready? Sometimes we get ripped.
On so Kirk Cousins stuff, sure I'm never quite sure if I am or not.
I guess we'll find out.
It's a mixed bag, yeah. Go ahead.
All right, so this is from Andres Barola. And he's referencing something we've all sort of seen floating around on social media the last couple weeks. It's worth bringing up here that, and I'll just read his a weird tweet speculates Kirk Cousins to San Francisco for the third overall pick. He's getting this from a purplePTSD.com write up that there's been a couple tweets out there basically saying, hold your horses, that San Francisco might have something else up its sleeve, and now that they've expressed their love publicly for Kirk Cousins again, is there any percent chance that San Francisco is in line for another big move, trading the number three pick for Kirk Cousins? Or can even we, the reckless speculation crew of Minnesota media, put that one to bed?
This would be sort of like if it was draft day and the Seattle Seahawks traded made a trade with Cleveland and gave Cleveland the top overall pick for Cleveland's next three first round picks, and it was made into a, let's say, Kevin Costner film. It would be fun, but not plausible. No, there is no way that San Francisco got up to three because the Vikings had said, we won't deal with you unless you've got a top three pick. But if you do that, if you mortgage your future for that pick, we'll give you Kirk. As much fun as that tweet was, and I love it, I absolutely love it, it's completely reckless. No, I don't see any way this is going to happen.
I mean, think about if that happened, you know, instead of San Francisco just finding a way to work directly with the Vikings on a Kirk Cousins trade for something far less than number three pick, that they would be trading multiple future picks to move up to number three, and then they would trade the three to the Vikings for Kirk Cousins. And the Vikings would probably kick in something else, I would think. That's a lot. There's like a lot to give up for Kirk Cousins.
Yeah.
So there would have been a more just like direct path if they wanted to acquire Kirk. I think it was less about the Niners and their want to acquire Kirk. I think we know they wanted Kirk. It was the Vikings not wanting to give up what they deemed to be their franchise quarterback for the next couple of years.
So. That being said, this is a 10 on the 1 to 10 ratio of Mackey and Judd approved reckless speculation.
Yes.
Yeah, we are 100% here.
We are the game.
Reckless speculation.
So I appreciate it.
Game.
Austin Gillies says in response to the State of Kirk Cousins episode from a few days ago, terrible take. Paul just outright hates Cousins. I'm assuming he means me, that
you're
I would
Paul.
Be Paul,
Paul
in
Mac?
This scenario.
Paul Mac. Doesn't
Coaching and play calling goes a long way. Kirk is easily good enough to win one Super Bowl. Do you guys think Kirk is good enough to win one Super Bowl?
Yeah, not BD. No, I don't. I keep saying he's not. He's not, and you have to surround him with everything perfect around him. That's not breaking news, and the Vikings are not even coming close to doing that. No, I don't think he's going to win a Super Bowl. Do I think he can win 8 to 11 games? Yes, I do. Do I think he can get him through a playoff run? No, I don't. I can't be any more clear about this. I don't think that he's bad at what he does. But I don't think he is also the key to winning a Super Bowl. This comes off as hate. It's not hate. It's realization, self-awareness.
You're a hater.
That's fine.
Go ahead, Paul.
Josh Hader. This is nuanced for me. I think he is good enough to win a Super Bowl, but I think he makes too much money for his skill set. Like, he's not good enough to make the third most money to the cap, or in next year's case, the second most money to the cap, and win a Super Bowl. So is he talented enough? Can he make the throws needed? And can he get hot for a stretch like we've seen? Yes. I mean, he hasn't done it against great competition. He's never gotten hot for like a four-week playoff stretch, 1 week. Is he more talented than some of the guys who have been Super Bowl champion quarterbacks? Yes, without a shadow of a doubt. Maybe even Joe Flacco, but Joe Flacco got hot for a 4 week stretch against some of the best teams in the NFL. So that's something that he was able to do that Kirk hasn't, right?
Yes.
So it's a little bit less about his talent, even though I have questions about him in key spots, than it is about it's more about his money that he makes and relative to the cap than it is about his skill set.
And the Vikings are not flat out setting him up to win a Super Bowl. It's that simple. Their philosophy of how to build their team does not go hand in hand with the quarterback skill set.
Dex, what about you? Is he good enough to win a Super Bowl?
I think he's good enough, yes. I mean, and just look at the quarterbacks that have made Super Bowls. I mean, yeah, Flacco's won one and got hot. Eli Manning's won a couple thanks to also a lot of good supporting cast around him. Cam Newton has made a Super Bowl. Yes, I think he's good enough to make a Super Bowl and possibly win one too. But I need to see it. I need to see him get hot for an extended period of time. Not extended period of time, because I've seen that. I need to see him rise up in the situation when the moment is the most pressured, and I've yet to see that consistently.
Yeah, the thing is too, like, people are so quick to dog on Eli and to dog on Flacco because they've had a bunch of down spots in their careers, and maybe they didn't, like, Eli didn't live up to being the number one overall pick in terms of just perennial. He never won an MVP. He was never considered one of the best quarterbacks in the NFL. And Flacco got paid and basically disappeared as a quality starting quarterback. And so people dog on those guys. But you know what? Those guys got super hot three different times, twice for Eli and once for Flacco, against the best teams in the NFL when it mattered the most. And they stepped up and they rose up. And they had good defenses, and yes, they had good coaches and like infrastructure around them that helped them. But when it mattered most, those guys rose up and they got their rings.
Right.
So those guys do deserve some credit. You can't just say like, oh, I mean, Cousins is better than Flacco. All right, well, okay, go get hot for three games in the playoffs. Yeah. Like,
he's not the exact. He's not the exact same guy. But I'm telling you, the more and more that you see Kirk's skill set and what Kirk can do. There is a rough comparison to be made to Jeff George. It's the same thing. Jeff George was a phenomenal talent. Like, Jeff George, skill-wise, all world. No question about it. He had a cannon for an arm. He had everything that you could at that time possibly want. And guess what? He never won Super Bowl. Didn't make it.
More Kirk questions here. This is from Benjamin Nelms on the Purple Daily YouTube channel. Another question, why don't many, if any, of Cousins' ex-teammates vouch for him? In fact, some go out of their way to slight him. That's not bad luck. That's something else. And then commenter named B says, Stefan Diggs forced his exit out of town as soon as Cousins was extended. Rudolph thanked everyone in a 2,000-word article, leaving the Vikings, and left Cousins out. Everson Griffin went on Twitter and said Cousins was ass, end quote. And then he points out the Adam Thielen sideline argument with Cousins that, you know, I mean, guys get in arguments on the sideline, but I mean, it was pretty explosive.
Yeah.
need I say more? Something is wrong here. So how do you guys read into some of these things? Like the Kyle Rudolph thing is really interesting. Mm-hmm. He just flat omitted Kirk Cousins. He praised several other quarterbacks, including Matt Cassel, and just flat omitted Kirk Cousins.
And to go back beyond Kirk's years here, I don't believe that anyone who was with the Washington football team came out and said, oh my God, he's gone. This is going to be awful. We love Kirk either. The Diggs thing is, as I've talked about before, I was always told the Diggs thing had much more to do with how the Vikings ran their offense than what Kirk did. It is interesting, though, to the person's point, because they're right, that Diggs completely melted down on Twitter and then was traded on the day that the extension got done with Kirk, which probably can't be dismissed. This goes back to a conversation that we had previously recently on Purple Daily. It's intangibles, and it's things that can't be quantified necessarily through statistics, but it's things that are important, and this is why Teddy was loved. Bridgewater's teammates loved the man, and he was certainly not the most at his best before he got hurt. He was not the most talented, skilled quarterback out there, but he was good, and he had the intangibles that people wanted to follow. And I don't think it's a stretch to say this. Kirk doesn't have those. Kirk has the skill. I mean, Kirk has God-given talent to be a great quarterback for sure. But when you look at how he's wired and when you look at the people that he plays with and the person in the YouTube comments has some really good points, you can't dismiss that either. And those are the things that go into the stew of an athlete who is just really talented or a true champion.
Yeah.
So I don't think it can be dismissed.
The Rudolph thing and Everson Griffin, you know, first of all, if you think those are just isolated, those are your two of your locker room leaders from the past few years.
And Griffin apologized once he calmed down, but he meant it.
He meant it. Rudolph, and then, of course, there was this wave of, oh, my God, Kyle Rudolph didn't include Kirk Cousins, and he had every opportunity to jump in on social media and be like, oh, my God, I'm so sorry.
Yeah,
I forgot, or I just, like, totally spaced out. Kirk is the man, and he just remained silent on it. So when you have two guys who are leaders in your locker room, especially Kyle Rudolph and him being here for that third year of Kirk Cousins, it matters. And it's not an isolated opinion. People like to downplay it and say, you guys are being negative. You're reading. You're just trying to stir up drama. You know, media stirring up drama. It's a big deal. Like, if Judd Zolgad, who's been with 1500 ESPN and Score North for 10 years, if Judd left tomorrow or if I left or Declan left and wrote a big, like, let's say Judd and I have worked together for 7 years. Let's say I left and I thanked all the people that at 1500 ESPN and Score North, and I thank Dan Seaman, our general manager, and I thank Brad Lane, our old program director,
Corey Ruffs,
Matthew Collar and Corey Ruffs,
Joe Anderson,
Derek Wetmore, and by the way, like, you guys won't even know just how much of a great job Tony Lee did on production behind the scenes.
Yep.
You'd just be cranking out production. Just what a great time I had at Hubbard Radio over the last 10 years.
Yep.
And I didn't mention Judd.
Yep.
Don't you think there'd be a red flag? Like, what? Why didn't he mention Judd?
Yep.
Do they hate each other? Was Judd a cancer?
Yep.
Do other people feel that way? It's
yeah,
not something
it's
you just
odd.
Ignore, right? Yeah. So anyways, are we overreacting, Dex? Are we reading too much into this? Are the commenters reading too much into this?
I don't think you're overreacting. No, I think Kirk Cousins has a lot of Bo Callahan in him from draft day. You know, I just think he's got a lot of
no one's going to his birthday party.
That might be a good parallel, Dex.
I will say, though, I think
Kirk for sure finds the $100 bill at the back of the playbook. Let's be honest.
And
then probably demands another $100 through his agent.
And let's be honest, too. Like, if Kirk Cousins invited me to his birthday party, I'm going to guess Kirk Cousins' version of a party is a lot different than the version that I envision of a party. So,
well, you certainly know that Nickelback's not going to be playing there because he's...
And the meat is smooth.
Or Creed. I'm sorry, Creed. Creed is his man.
So, meat is smooth.
I don't think you're overreacting necessarily. Kirk Cousins is who he is, man. He's a weird duck. He's just a weird guy.
I would say it seems like about half the comments here this week that we're pulling are about Kirk. So I got one more for you, and this is not a question. It's just a comment from Robert Centifanti. And in my opinion, it's actually one of the better and fairer summations of Kirk that I have seen. So bravo, Robert. Is a great YouTube comment. He says, I believe Kirk has had a lot of great weapons at his disposal, and his O-line may have been poor, but his inability to feel pressure and make the right decisions in pressure situations have been terrible. Kirk certainly made his line look worse than they were at times. yet he also has had flashes and moments of brilliance as well. It's sort of confounding. Can't put my finger on why it all can't come together and be consistent. Also, regarding something Judd mentioned, I am of the opinion that Kirk is paid to overcome some of these deficiencies, and I believe the team is right to expect Kirk to overcome some line and personnel issues. He's paid like a franchise quarterback who should be able to find a way. We can't afford to throw more money at his deficiencies. We need to use that money to fill other holes. That's about as great of a – it's fair. Like, he has shown flashes of brilliance. He does have a hard time overcoming deficiencies. These are all things that are in play for the Vikings right now.
But I can explain his one question very simply. Kirk thrives when all hope is lost. Kirk fails when there are expectations, which is why he gets off to bad starts. Because there are opening day, there are expectations. And this past year is a perfect summary of Kirk's career as far as his mentality goes. Terrible start. Falcons game was a disaster and was largely his fault. Like, he was terrible, okay? So at that point, bye week comes, 1-5, right? So people are like, screw it. This team's dump. Go ahead and dump. What happens? Kirk comes back and plays well. Because then Kirk's the ultimate, I'll show you. And by the way, the pressure's gone now, so I can show you. The year before, if you guys recall, Chicago game, Soldier Field, complete disaster, dumpster fire. People are talking about what's going to happen with Kirk. Could Kirk be benched? What should they do with Kirk? Blah, blah, blah. They go play the Giants, right? In New Jersey. What does Kirk do? Starts a great streak. Kirk overcomes adversity when the adversity is basically the towel is thrown in. That's part of the problem.
I did see another comment, I think, on Purple Daily YouTube, or it might have been on Twitter too, that if he was a golfer, he would be lights out from holes 3 through 16.
Yes, that's a great.
He'd like bogey that's the so first. Great. He'd be +1 or +2 going into 3, and then he would get super hot. He would birdie 3, 5. He'd eagle the par 5 on 8.
Yep.
And he'd have a round going, and he's in contention, and then you get up to the 17th and 18th, and it's double bogey. Like,
Kirk Cousins is melting down the Master.
Yeah, it's like you see sometimes these guys will get hot on Sunday when the pressure is off, and I'm down by 8 strokes, and so they shoot they're on pace to shoot a 63, and then all of a sudden they realize, oh man, like the gallery has gathered.
Yep,
every shot is being televised now. And boom, they dump one in the water on Masters
like
Sunday.
Masters. Like
all right, Sean Spratley asks, so if we start 0-3, do you think it'll be Patterson or Coobs as the next head coach? So I'll take this comment and phrase it. How hot do you think the seat is for Mike Zimmer specifically this year? Like, do you think, like, if they get off to a slow start like they did last year, does he get fired mid-season? I mean, like, what's the temperature on his seat right now?
Well, I think it's incredibly hot. Do I think that they would do the same thing that they did with Childress in 2010? I don't know. Because of the point of, I don't know who gets the job if Mike is let go. I think that if they have a disappointing season, Mike gets fired. Do I think he gets fired in season? I think that the meltdown would have to be colossal, and Zimmer would have to start to himself meltdown, which I'm guessing wouldn't be the case. So no, I don't. I think there's a chance he gets fired certainly after 2021. I don't think it's going to come in season, and my guess is Patterson gets the job, not Clint Kubiak.
Yeah, Patterson. Man, he was an assistant coach in the '98 season for the Vikings.
He was
been around a long time.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't think I mean, mark my words, old takes exposed here. I don't think they're going to be bad. Like, I actually think the floor on this team is pretty high. I think they're going to be a competitive team at worst that maybe like narrowly misses the playoffs. But I think their upside is a team that could do some damage.
Uh-huh.
So I don't foresee a disaster start that puts everyone on the hot seat. If that does happen, I wouldn't be shocked if they made a change in season. But I just don't see that as a plausible scenario. What about you, Dex?
Yeah, if it's 0-3, no, I don't think heads start rolling then. But I do think the seat is warm going into the season. It's for sure not safe. It's for sure not cold. It's definitely a warm seat. And I think if they do the 0-3 is one thing, but if it's 1-5 and you look exactly like you did the year before, and also yeah. like maybe depending how the schedule rolls out as well, then we can have to start to have those discussions. That I think they could end up. I think they'd end up firing Zimmer before they'd fire the OC. I think they would, personally.
Joseph S. says, if you guys get to 50,000 subscribers on YouTube, and by the way, we just got to 18,000 between Purple Daily and Scornorth channel, so thank you, everyone.
Appreciate you.
If you listen via podcast or if you subscribe to our YouTube channels, thank you, guys. But Joseph S. says, if you guys get to 50,000 subs, would you make Declan ride a horse? I'm here for that.
I
think if we get to 50,000 subs,
that'd be cruel and unusual punishment. He's afraid of
them. You
got to
give me a timeline. Like, if we can get to 50,000 subs in, like, not the end of the year, because I'd be like, you know what, screw it. If you got to 50,000 scrubs, I will brush a horse and ride a horse by the end of the year.
Whoa.
If we get to 50,000 subs by the end, write this down, by December 31st of 2021.
Okay.
If we get to 50,000 subs, I will gladly ride a horse and brush a horse. And I think brushing one, to me, is more terrifying than actually riding it. So I want nothing to do with touching and being near a horse. But if you help us out, I will conquer my own fears.
Sounds like a country song.
It does sound like a country
song.
I rode
a horse today and brushed it yesterday.
No.
There's Judd.
Definitely not.
Could be a country song.
Okay,
well, let's go for 50,000 then.
It scares me.
All right, listen, I think it's going to be tough, but now that Declan has put this challenge on the table, man.
Hit the subscribe button.
Yeah, would you let a horse lick you on the side of the face?
No.
If we got to
40,000? Oh, it might bite him in the face.
No. God, no.
Mr. Ed, hello, Declan.
No.
How about for 30,000, you just have to feed a treat to a horse, and we get to film it?
No.
Really?
No.
Oh, come on,
no.
Dax.
No. Can I throw it from a distance?
No, you got to feed it.
You have to put it in its mouth.
You know what?
Zero chance.
Hey, you
got to
feed it hay.
Zero chance that happens. That literally scares me.
All right, listen, tell your friends, spread the word. Let's get this thing to 50,000 subscribers by the end of the year.
So you won't feed a horse for 30,000, but 20,000 more you will
ride it and
brush it. That's a lot.
Okay? It is a lot.
He also knows that mathematically it's going to be almost impossible for us to get that many subscribers, so he's putting himself out there. So let's make it happen.
Oh, God.
Rick Cottrell says, if we can't get Teddy Bridgewater as a backup, I would go with Marcus Mariota or Alex Smith. They're both better than Sean Mannion.
Mm-hmm.
And then DL Ausdaus Z says, bring Slaughter or Keenum back as the backup. So rank those four from those two commenters, Mariota, Alex Smith, Slaughter, and Keenum as the main backup to Kirk Cousins.
Slaughter just got let go by the Raiders yesterday.
He was with the Raiders?
Yeah, he was on, I don't know how, but he was, and he just got let go. I would rank him like this, Mariota 1, Alex Smith 2. Who was the one besides Slaughter?
Keenum.
Keenum 3.
I'm going
4.
Keenum 2 because I think Alex Smith might just be shot at this point.
Sure.
And
I'm going Mariota 1, Keenum 2, Smith, and then Slaughter. Slaughter, by the way, has been let go or passed up on by every team twice or three times.
His dad's pissed off too.
Oh no.
Yeah, his dad's mad about
it. Dang it.
Yeah, his dad's very upset. His son is very talented.
Man.
I think he's one of the greatest preseason quarterbacks in Vikings history, but I think the league has spoken on his potential as an actual prospect.
The old man would call the teams. I mean, what the hell are you doing? That is a license to release your kid. An NFL.
You would call the teams?
He called the Vikings,
he called the teams.
Yeah, we talked about this.
Yeah,
he called the Vikings. I'm sure that's part of the reason why they're like, we're not going to, bleep this.
Yeah.
Like, who calls a professional team if they're a parent?
Alec Johnson chimes in here and says, this is the first time I have watched you guys on YouTube. I only listen usually, and you guys look nothing like your voices sound.
That's classic radio people discovering the, like, podcasters and visual.
I think I look exactly like I sound, and vice versa.
I want to know, like, what did you, and other people, like, what did you think we would look like? Do you think we would look like
Pitt and Clooney?
Like the Blue Man Group?
It was probably Pitt and Clooney.
Mm-hmm.
They're like three
Ryan Goslings, and they're just
and
wildly
Dex is
disappointed.
Gosling. Yeah.
Deal.
It's like you guys sound so, oh my God, that's you?
Yeah.
And you and I are like Russell Crowe gaining 40 pounds for a football podcast role or something.
That we never lose. Russell Crowe gained that weight for a film and he never lost. He's like, I like being big.
And then Zoix chimes in and says, I have a projector screen over my hot tub. Sometimes you guys are on while I have a soak.
Uh-oh. Okay, that's. Can we be done with today's episode?
That's not our guy in Pittsburgh. Who am I thinking of? I'm not. Who am I?
Pittsburgh or
Bob and Bob?
Bob in Pennsylvania. Pennsylvania.
I don't think that's Bob.
No, that's not.
Although Bob loves to have a soak as well.
Bob doesn't call it. Bob called us from the hot tub visually this year. Yeah, twice in one episode.
Yeah, he did, but I don't think he calls it a soak. The soak sounds creepier. Like if he said I watched you guys in my hot tub, I'd be slightly freaked out. The soak takes it up to a 10 out of 10. Now I'm worried.
I'm with you. The word soak sounds creepy.
Do you ever soak your body? I never soak my body.
If I'm ill, I will sit in a tub.
And soak?
Yes. If I feel a slight offness with how I feel, I will soak.
Okay.
Yep, I will soak.
I didn't need to know that.
Yep, you're welcome. You are welcome.
Don't appreciate it.
Would you ever, if we got to 25,000 subscribers, would you have a soak with a horse?
No! God, no. I will not do anything involving the water with
Hello,
a horse.
Hello, Declan. How are you today?
I'm going to have nightmares now this weekend. I'm going to have nightmares of horses because we've been probing my phobia of horses for the last 10
Declan, what's going on? It's Mr. Head.
God.
How about a soak, young lad?
We could use a little soak. Do you need a back rub?
I can never get in it. I can never soak again now. Hope you
good.
Know,
I don't want
this.
You. Phil and I made it clear we don't want you soaking.
My own holistic ways of feeling better are now ruined because of you.
Good.
Guys. Thank you. Appreciate
good.
It.
No one ever wanted you to soak.
God almighty. Why?
I'm going to go heat up the bathtub here. We'll see you guys. See you guys next time on Purple Daily. Daily Vikings Entertainment podcast and video form from a tub with a horse.